Here we go. Again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Neon Belly Podcast. We are your hosts, Nate
Chan.
Brandino.
And this week, we don't have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Let's be real. We'll keep it real off top.
It is what it is.
This is a Memorial Day special, and we are just doing this to get an episode out.
Yeah.
Laughing, but very serious. But we do have a little bit to talk about. We got a fight night this Saturday. We'll probably go through some WNO jiu-jitsu results from this past week. We got a lot of news, lots of fight announcements, and some little fun nuggets going on. But first, boys, how is your Memorial Day weekend going? Brandon, you go first.
Busy. Very busy, man.
What is up with that?
It's just what happens when parents get divorced. You have to be in a million places at once.
Yeah, but I just pick. Like, I don't like this family, so I'm not going to go.
I can't do that. We got to go to her family's, and then we got to go to my mom's and my dad's. And
just isn't that just exhausting with, like, a kid especially?
Oh,
like,
it's even worse, yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like I couldn't even do it without a kid.
He didn't get a nap, and then he was mad because it's hot, and he doesn't like the heat.
And it's your fault.
I feel that.
Because you can't say no.
Nope.
Do you set, like, time limits? Like, look, we're going to be here for 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Yeah, literally. It was like, hey, we're going to be here for 3 hours max, then we're going to my mom's for maybe 2 hours. And then I had to be the track, and I was like, gotta leave there by 9. So, yeah. Just lots of time limits.
Do you guys have, like, a code word when you're ready to go? Like, Christmas
or like,
tree.
Or, like, scenario, mistletoe. Like, I think the stove's on.
I think the dog needs out.
No, I'm just pretty blunt. Like, you ready to go? Like, yeah. I think we gotta start rolling out of here. Yeah.
Yeah, we use our dog.
Or, if you really want to make it awkward, you put it on, like, your kid or something. Like, you look like you hate it here.
We have talked about
it. It's kind of rude. Let's get out of here.
We have talked about that. Now that we have the kid, we have an easy out
for
that situation.
He's like, fussy.
Well, what you don't want to do is, like, for him to be like, I love to be at grandpa's house. Then you're trying to go, and you're like, Oliver, you ready to go, right? And he's like, no, I want to stay here forever.
Well, that's when he gets older, when he starts talking.
And then we can just dump him off. Like, well, you stay the night here, and then we'll just go do something else.
Yeah. Well, then everybody's like, no, he can go.
No.
Yeah, take your poison at that point.
Yeah, my nephew, I think every family thing we do, my nephew's always like, I want to go with Uncle Nate. And I'm like, no. Like, just flat no. My sister and my mom are always like, Uncle Nate, you want to let him stay with you tonight? No, I don't. Why?
So he never let him stay with you?
I did a little bit when he was younger. And, like, so we used to leave. We used to work out in the living room. So we had, like, little weights. And we, like, woke up. And he was like, 1, 2. And I'm like, oh, God, this dude's weird, man. I don't know, man. He's good. Like, he's a good kid. But it's like, I watch, like, inappropriate stuff. Like, not. Like, I watch, like, movies that I can't watch with my 8-year-old, 7-year-old nephew. Yeah. You know?
You want to be able to do what you want to do.
I'm a free bird, man. If I want kids, I'll have them.
Yeah.
You know?
I get that. I understand that.
Yeah. Miley sees enough.
Yeah.
John, how's your weekend going, man?
Oh, really good, man. I've wanted to do less. It's not quite working out. Tomorrow is definitely going to be a very low, very minimum stuff happening. At least until jiu-jitsu. Obviously, jiu-jitsu is probably going to be a little bit more, probably the most I do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Probably the longest I have on a shirt, if possible.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that tomorrow was going to be easier, too, but now we have plans to go to the zoo in the morning, Fort Wayne Zoo.
Yeah, like you just, I'm saying, dude, you're just doing too much. You guys are going to burn yourself out as parents.
It is what it is.
He's not going to care.
It is what it is.
He'll never remember this zoo trip.
You know what? You sound like all of my parents. That's exactly what they said.
Because
they've been down the road.
He's not going to care.
Yeah.
Once again, going back to my nephew, I remember a couple, like, his first Christmas, my mom was like, oh, let's all go to the zoo as a family. It'll be fun for Brayden. And I'm like, why?
Dude, he's can't even say Mississippi.
He doesn't even know. Yeah. Yeah. He can't even spell rhinoceros. Yeah. Right?
The only reason. Well, I mean, I actually haven't been to that zoo.
Pop eponymous?
So, I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to it, but.
I am anti-zoo.
Oh, you're one of those guys?
Yeah. Actually, the last zoo I went to, I took him to the Fort Wayne Zoo. Because everybody's like, you got to go. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's wrong. But, like, here's what got me at the Indianapolis Zoo, the orangutans.
Sad.
Dude, it's like you walk up, they're in these, like, they got these little holes, and it's like a person looking back at you. It's like one of us.
Yeah, it's like you're in a prison.
Dude,
you just get to laugh and point.
You see a real human, like, soul. Like, there's a, I don't know how to say human, but you see a soul behind those eyes, and they're just like, get me out of here, please. And I'm like, nah, can't do it, bro.
What about aquariums?
Nope, don't do those either. Blackfish. What is it? That Blackfish or whatever on Netflix.
I don't know. I didn't watch
the,
that.
The Free Willy Killer.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's called Blackfish. It's that really did
hard.
It for me.
It's really hard for me not to jump into a whole animal ethics thing right now.
I'm like a big softy when it comes to animals.
You eat meat?
Yeah, but here's the thing, because there's like, well, there's stop, because there is like a survival thing where it's like, I understand the cycle of life, right? So like, if I see like a deer with its leg broke out in the middle of the road, I'm not going to be like, oh, let me help you. Like, it's just the cycle of life, or you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. But animals aren't meant to be taken and then thrown into like prison cells. That's not a cycle of life for an animal.
Sure.
It's not a part of their life.
Okay, but what about, how do you think that any of the meat you get gets to you?
They die happily and then I
eat. No, I'm not that naive. Trust me. And I understand like kill farms and I try. I will say.
Do you hunt?
No.
Well.
I don't. I would. I think I could do it. No, my biggest thing is like, you know, you try to look for like grass fed, you know, which, I mean, once again, who knows how serious that is. But at this point, that's such a lost cause. That's not for me. That's for the government. I mean, I'm not saying out of sight, out of mind or whatever, but I ain't going to be no vegetarian either. Because vegetarians probably kill more animals than.
Yeah, you're eating their food, man.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just think ethically, I just can't. The zoos are wrong to me.
Oh, man.
And I'm not saying, like, here's the thing. If you go to a zoo, you take your kids to a zoo. I mean, you don't have to take kids. If you just enjoy it, fine. Like, it doesn't offend me. I'm not, like, offended that you're going to the zoo tomorrow. Like, that's your decision. But me, my kids will never know what that is.
Your kids will never see the tigers on 22.
No, those are long gone. That was about the most unethical thing.
That was the most sketchiest thing I ever met.
Yeah, I saw them.
It was like out in the middle of nowhere in Kokomo, Indiana. People had like four tigers in a cage the size of this room.
And it's like, just like chain link fence that didn't look all that well put together. Yeah. I remember when we went, there was like half a deer carcass like hanging over the top, like they couldn't get it all in.
Yeah. Oh,
and you're so seeing bad. Like the gate kind of shake a little bit when they like put their paws up on it. And I was like, bro, yeah. I don't think this is.
It was so bad.
Yeah, we went there as kids. That was before Tiger King and all that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, way before Tiger King.
There's been a couple people in Kokomo who've had like pets they probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, we used to.
Remember on Cortland that dude had the deer in his backyard?
Oh, I forgot about that. No, but yeah. on Cortland, when we lived on Cortland and Foster there was the guy that lived next to us. He had a little alligator and it actually got out. Yeah, they were like running through our backyard one day and they were like all like down low, like, and we're like, what are you doing? And they're like, we lost our alligator, go back inside. We're like, what? There's an alligator amiss? Like,
hey guys, I got a bobcat, just got out. Yeah. You might take your little pets in and your like, kids.
Go back inside.
Yeah, like, awesome. what are we doing here?
What's the weirdest animal that you would have in your, like, you would take on as a pet?
Oh, I mean, it kind of, for me, stops at a dog.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, people, cats are disgusting. I hate cats.
Mm.
My brother has, like, three.
Your mom had a couple. Shere Khan, I remember Shere Khan.
Yeah, but here's, dude, and here's my thing with cat. I almost said the F word there.
Yes.
Ooh, oh, that man. Was close. Wow.
Yes.
Dang, Nate. Whoa.
On the off episode, too. Whew,
reel it in, dude. I almost said it. I almost said F and cats. Wow. Okay. I stopped myself. Thank you. I'm not with something that's going to like hiss and scratch at me when I feed it and
jump in boxes
and poops and then walks over your house and is on your cat. I can't do it, dude. No. People that have ferrets, what are you doing?
Have you seen those sugar gliders?
Dude, I don't want any animal that's going to hiss at me. That is a direct threat. That is a direct.
What's the difference between a hiss and a growl?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Think it's probably like primal, where like things that hiss are probably poisonous.
Yeah, it's
things that growl, you might just have to fight with your bare hands.
Something from our ancestors.
I really want to get a pet goose or a duck now.
See, that's stupid.
Might need over.
It's even stuck.
Good luck. You're going to be on that straight Fatal Attraction show when it turns on.
You're going to have a face, and then you're going to have a big problem.
I mean, I'm just sitting here smelling like a bonfire. Just ate a bunch of, like, you know, barbecue food, living good.
Yeah, I smell like a fire too. Are you a big lake guy? You like lakes?
They're all right.
Yeah.
I'm just not a big sun guy, so it just kind of depends.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
My dad has a lake house. Maybe we'll do a Neon Belly Lake Day.
That'd be fun. On the deck, though?
Yeah. He got a pontoon boat now, too.
Let's take it out on the boat.
Yeah. Oof. What?
I'm just a little nervous around water sometimes.
You draw on the line there?
No. I'm just saying, I'm a little nervous.
Will you let me pull you around on a tube?
Maybe I'll have to watch what that's like first.
You can have a life jacket on.
Okay. I'll have to assess the situation still.
We can like feel the water.
Well, I just want to see. I don't know. I don't know anything about this lake. So here's the thing.
It's on Lake Schaefer.
Means nothing to me.
Indiana Beach.
Oh, okay.
So you literally can drive right by, and you know where all the carp are. Mm-hmm. I just want to pull you right by there. Try to whip you off.
Would you jump in them for like 5 seconds and then get out?
Probably not. Because I don't like things like that, fish, little bugs like on me.
Yeah.
But today,
yeah.
Carpenter bee landed on my ear, and I probably screamed like a girl.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm like, with you on that, though. Yeah. I hate everything that has to do with a bug.
Yeah.
Well, boys, it is, like we said, Memorial Day weekend. We almost didn't do an episode, but we decided we're doing it.
We got stuff to tell y'all.
Yeah, we still have some good stuff to cover. This probably will be a shorter episode, obviously. But we should have an episode on Thursday. And
exclusive worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're drop the news thing.
Not. Oh, yeah.
Exclusive. We're dropping an episode on Thursday.
Thursday, we should have an interview. Ooh. So
big time.
Make sure that, we're about 90% sure. So, but make sure you follow our social media, Instagram at Neon Belly Podcast, and we will announce who it is. Hopefully Wednesday night.
Yeah, you guys have been waiting for another Matt talk, and we're back.
Yeah, we're back with a new interview. We're super, super excited for this one. Yeah. So we got that coming up. Just if you're listening, subscribe, follow, give us a 5-star review. If you are listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, 5 stars, write us a review.
If your aunt has an iPhone, grab it.
Yeah.
Go to Apple Podcasts. Please, 5-star, leave a review.
Leave that review for us. This, like I said, this is going to be a quick episode. Nothing too crazy long. Hold on, I'm just checking.
It's been a while since we've had a weekend with no fights.
It has been.
Because this year started off kind of crazy.
Is this the first time this year we've had no fights?
If it's not the first, I think it's the second.
Yeah, I think there was another weekend where we didn't have any.
Dana has been getting his money.
It was Easter weekend, I think.
I think you're right. Yeah. See, that sounds about right.
Yeah, Dana's been recouping that money since he lost so much of not being able to book any.
Yeah.
Uncle D.
I don't know, but he'll say that COVID was one of his best years. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
I believe that. Honestly, I do.
I don't believe anybody over saying anything okay. anymore.
Just had to check our ratings. Sorry. Make sure we didn't get a new one. So just leave us a review. And yeah, let's jump into this.
Let's talk about.
So this Saturday, we do have a UFC fight night on ESPN+. We have a heavyweight main event. Jairzinho Rozenstruik facing Augusta Sakai. Both guys are coming off losses. Obviously, Rozenstruik coming off a loss to Ciryl Gane.
Mm-hmm.
And Sakai coming off a loss to Alistair Overeem.
He was like 10-0 before that fight, too.
He was killing it.
Yeah.
He's got really fast hands for a heavyweight. And he's, yeah. I mean, obviously, he doesn't really look like the part of a heavyweight, you know, as far. But, I mean, he's like surprisingly pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Rozenstruik, he needs to get a win bad.
He needs it bad, yeah.
It's a tough fight for him, too.
It is.
Try to get that win.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how he reacts.
Yeah, I think he can do it just because, I don't know, I just think Rozenstruik, I mean, if you look at his face, I mean obviously, because I think Ciryl Gane's just a different animal. Mm-hmm. And stylistically was kind of a nightmare for Rozenstruik. But, yeah, I think if Sakai kind of stays in the pocket a little bit more, I think it's going to play more into what Rozenstruik's going to want to do.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting too, because if Rozenstruik kind of falls out, the heavyweights at top team have kind of plummeted out. I mean, obviously Junior getting cut, and Rozenstruik was supposed to be like the next guy who kind of took over the contender at top team. So
for sure. Also on this card, the co-main, we got Walt Harris, who's coming in on a 2-fight losing streak against the red hot Marcin Tybura, who is coming in on a 4-fight win streak. And he's
been taking people down.
He beat Ben Rothwell, and then 2 fights ago, and then his last fight he beat Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
So you know, two fairly decent names.
He finished him. Right? He finished Hardy right.
He's looking
Hardy got really dogged. Like he was about to pass out on the stool though.
Yeah. It was more. I think it was more condition thing, but. Mm-hmm. With Tybura, he's kind of one of those guys where I think we were talking about with like Oliveira, like when you see guys that quit and kind of wilt in fights, it's hard to. And then, man, he was kind of getting stuck in that. And then these last 4 fights, like I said, he's just been killing it. I mean, he's looking really good. Obviously, I mean, Walt Harris isn't on the best. I mean, he hasn't looked good his last 2 fights.
Strength number 7.
Yeah,
well, his last fight was that first fight after the stuff with his daughter, though, wasn't the Overeem fight?
The Overeem, yeah, that was right after his daughter.
So that was probably a tough fight just in general. So hopefully he can kind of, I mean, you don't shake that off per se, but I mean like the pressure of, you know, how all that was coming together.
He dropped over him in that fight though. He looked pretty good, if I remember right, in that first round.
He's got heavy hands.
That's how the last fight was too against...
Is it Volkov?
Volkov, yeah. He just didn't look good. Or he looked okay early.
Yeah, he'll bounce around and he has heavy hands. It's just once he gets hurt or you know gets kind of overwhelmed, he kind of shuts down and kind of gives it up. So
yeah, for sure. And the fight that I'm most excited for on this card is Santiago Ponzinibbio versus Miguel Baeza.
Why are you most looking forward to this one?
Oh, sorry. Ponzinibbio. Well, Ponzinibbio was on that 7-fight win streak.
That was kind of weird.
But he was sidelined. So back in 2018, up until then, he was on a 7-fight win streak. I'm trying to remember who all he beat. It was like Gunnar Nelson. I mean, he was just on a tear. And then he had to pull out, it seems like, a couple of fights, some injuries. And then he made his return this past January and lost to Li Jingliang. And got knocked out pretty bad. In the first round. Pretty bad in the first round. But once again, you know, 3-year layoff. I mean, it is what it is. But on the other side, Baeza is coming in. He's a perfect 10-0. Looks really well-rounded. And I think I think this fight's going to be just complete fireworks. And I think it's either going to be Ponzinibbio is going to get his career back on track and off this young guy, or we could see a new welterweight contender with Baeza.
It's kind of like a reflection of the main event as well.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Well, not as much as obviously 10-0 and just coming off a loss, but he was on a good streak before he ran into Overeem, so it's kind of a similar.
Yeah, definitely. And then also on this card, my ESPN app's not working. There's actually some pretty decent people on. Amiri Khani. He trains. I think he trains at All Star with Gus and them. He's on this. I love watching that dude. He's a killer. Aaliyah Latifi versus Tanner Boser. Trinaldo. The legend back on. So, I mean, here's the thing. It's one of those ones where, like, on paper, it's not, like, a stacked with, like, huge names. That Todorovic just lost to, he was the same way. He was, like, 10-0, and he just lost to that Panalele Soriano earlier this year. But he was on a tear, beating Michelle Piera. Who's got a fight we'll talk about in a minute. So he was on a tear. He's on this card. I'm excited to see him go again.
It's one of those, it's not, you wouldn't write home about it, but the fights are probably going to be really good.
I think,
And it's got enough, like the people that are in, you're the three fights we just talked about, like contenders, guys who are kind of coming up. So like, I always think about that, you know, we're potentially watching, you know, guys that we could be talking about for a long time. And this is just kind of the early stages. That's one of the things.
That's why the fight nights are worth it, man.
Yeah. Cause they usually have some sleepers people don't think about.
And then you don't have to be the guy who's like, well, could he beat Connor? Like we don't really know anything. Dude, he's a heavyweight. Yeah. But could he?
I think this Ponzinibbio and Baeza fight, I think it has a lot more implications on it. Than probably almost any of them, because, you know, the first two fights, the main and co-main, are heavyweight. We kind of know where heavyweight's going to go. Not that welterweight needs more contenders, but
I mean, he's beat everybody, though.
Yeah, but and these two guys, I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like, it sucks for Ponzinibbio, but, man, he was just killing guys on that 7-fight win streak. And, I mean, Jingliang, I mean, he's a tough guy. That's a tough first fight back after 3 years.
He's tough to put away, and he's got heaters.
I'm just really excited to see, like, where he's going to be at. And then, like I said, Baeza, if he can pull that off, that's just going to be a huge win for him with a big name. So that's this Saturday's fight night. We have all mutually decided that we are not going to make picks this week because – it's just what it is. It's Memorial Day. We wanted to enjoy the weekend, and it was one less thing for us to have to sit and watch film and decide who we wanted to. Because here's the thing. Like, I could, like, we can still go around and say, like, I think Rozenstruik will beat Sakai personally. I think it's going to be a tough. I could see it going a little longer.
I feel like they're all toss-ups.
They are kind of all toss-ups.
Yeah, I would go with each of those. The guys who are coming in 0-2, I'm going to go with them probably losing, just based off. Like, so Harris and Rozenstruik, I would go with
him. Oh, you think Sakai will beat Rozenstruik?
I have a feeling.
Really?
The way he's, just don't think he, I don't know. The way he looked against Gon, like you said, I know he's a bad matchup, but he just didn't seem like he had a whole lot.
He was gun shy.
Yeah. So I don't think that he's gonna. I think he's still going to be gun shy coming into this next one.
And if that happens against somebody with quick hands.
Yeah, Sky's got quick hands.
That's how you
hands.
Get lit up.
And I think Tabura, I think he'll kind of run through Walt.
I think
Harris.
He'll wrestle him.
Yeah, I just.
So that's what he's been doing lately, is he's just been.
Yeah, I think Walt probably needs to move on from the UFC. I just don't.
Go fight Ryan Bader for
yeah,
the
Yeah, I just don't
title.
Really see that next. And then, man, this Baeza Ponzinibbio. It's tough
I don't know about that one.
It's a tough one, man. It's a tough yeah. one. Because like I said, Baeza's looked good in his last couple that I've seen. And Ponzinibbio, it's like that Jin Ling Ong. It's like, okay, is that just like a three-year layoff thing? Mm-hmm. So that would be a tough one to make.
And these are the ones that we come back next week and we're like, whew, didn't see that coming because somebody gets knocked out cold by somebody who wasn't supposed to or
something like that. Watch out for that and that Todorovic too. I'm not real familiar with the Rodriguez guy that he's facing. What's his name? Gregory Rodriguez. Not super familiar. Oh, it looks like it's... Oh, okay. He's fought on the Contender Series. Mm. So this is... He was the LFA champion, supposedly, when he left the 185-pound champion. So pretty credentialed. But I think Todorovic might just run through that dude. So, yeah, no picks this week. So Brandon is still in last place. We do repeat. Brandon is still in last place.
Nate's pretty happy. He gets to hang on to that second place for a little bit.
Next week's a big one, boys. UFC 263. Woo! We'll probably pick a lot for that one.
Yeah, probably three or four.
At least.
Oh, probably like almost the whole main card.
Maybe the main card.
Yeah, we'll probably do at least four. It is scary.
It's so much.
Could change a lot.
Yes. It's going to be a long butt clenched night.
Could get a lot worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real quick, too, I want to run through this past Friday, which I did forget to mention last week's episode. There was another really exciting Who's Number One Jiu-Jitsu card. Just real quick, want to run through the results. Craig Jones in the main event defeated Luis Panza via inside heel hook in probably about 40 seconds. Yeah, I mean, just
under a minute.
Yeah, which it's funny because, you know, everybody was like, oh, Panza's got really good heel hooks and leg entanglement. So people thought it could be kind of a closer match, and it just, I think, you know, it's funny because Gordon said, you know, I don't want to go do, which, I mean, he's out right now with the stomach, but he's like, I don't want to go do MMA until somebody from Danaher, the DDS, can kind of take over this, you know, dominance in jiu-jitsu. And, man, I feel like Craig's really creeping into that. And with Gordon's sideline, I think
I'm excited to see him on the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see the Rogan with him? And
That's why I'm looking forward to it, too.
Yeah, I guess I think I told you guys on Craig's OnlyFans, they did they sparred for 5 minutes, him and Volk, and then they like grappled for 10 minutes.
Dang, yeah, that'll be
so you can go. I might pay the $5 just to go watch it because
it's $5.
Well, like whatever his monthly his. Here's the thing about his only, like, I know OnlyFans, everybody thinks like, oh, like girls, but like it's a subscription thing.
Well,
so
it was originally made to give like fans back behind the scenes info.
So like
content,
right?
But then people were like, oh, I can just show my butthole.
So like Craig's, right. I mean, here's the thing: if I got on Craig's and I see buttholes, I'm out.
There's a high probability.
But I'm pretty sure his is like he shows like he has like technique and stuff like he shows on there and like. Like Ultimate Fight, I hope so.
It's probably 50-50.
Okay, maybe I won't buy it.
This is my rolling match with Diego Sanchez.
God, yeah. Mikey Musumeci defeats Lucas Pinheiro, also via inside heel hook. Mikey Musumeci, man, he is just coming in. He's primarily a gi guy, coming in now doing primarily more no-gi is what he wants to do, and just looking like an absolute killer. Wagner Hocha defeating Josh Hinger via the worst decision ever. I mean, that was the worst display of jiu-jitsu at a high level. They just stayed standing the whole time. Wagner did that kind of jab where he kind of hits guys short. He kind of did it against Gordon, and they never hit the mat one time for 15 minutes.
That's terrible.
15 minutes of just standing and
I should do that.
Collar tying and then pushing off collar. I mean, it was bad.
Sounds like me and you, and we don't want to really work too much on wrestling day.
Yeah, you know, no, dude, facts. Nicky Ryan defeating Gabriel Almeida via unanimous decision.
The passing.
Super dominant from Nicky, but man, just still, you know, and they kind of said it on commentary, still not like, what we think or what we've heard of Nicky or what, like, he got Almeida's back like twice, and one time had him really deep on a body lock on his back, and like he should have had him dead to right. It should have been over, and Almeida got out of it.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. Gordon, they kind of talked to Gordon about it, and Gordon's like, look, he is literally my hardest role. He is like the toughest role I have in the gym. And he's like, I think it's age. I mean, he's 19. Well, I can't say that because we'll get to some more results here in a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I really don't know what it is. I don't know.
Did you ever see his match with Gio?
Yes.
Well, okay, so this guy he just faced, what was the size comparison? Were they pretty similar in size? Okay.
I mean, I would say Nicky looked, Nicky just looked more, you know, buffer, built, thicker, but.
Okay. I was going to say, because when he fought Gio, I thought that was a great match, and mm-hmm. Gio was really good too, but he.
Gio
he,
Martinez?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, so I thought maybe it was a size thing, like.
Dude, Nicky's like 185.
Yeah, he's big.
Gio's like 35, I think.
Well, Nicky wasn't that big when he fought.
Sure, yeah, I get it.
But I thought maybe it was a size thing.
No, it definitely wasn't a size. I don't know, man. It could just be, we'll kind of get to it a little bit with the another result, another brother.
Styles make matches,
that didn't
man.
Win. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what it could be. It could just be I know, like, Gordon said he's kind of not real big into competing maybe either, or mm-hmm. just doesn't compete very often. So we'll see. We'll see how he do. I mean, he's still only 19 though.
Yeah. I mean,
but I mean, like I said, once again, getting back into age, Jessica Kahn, 18 years old, defeats Patty Fontes, who, is like a 34 year old, like world champion. And Jessica Kahn's like 19 years old and looked really good. She beat her by an armbar, and probably my favorite, one of my favorites of the night was Cole Abate defeating Bird Wiltsy via triangle armbar. So Bird Wiltsy is the younger brother of Andrew Wiltsy, mm-hmm. and Cole Abate is 16 years old.
That's crazy.
And Bird is like 24. I mean, obviously those Pedigo guys, you know how they train. Mm-hmm. He's in good shape. I mean, like, he's a pretty muscular dude too himself. The 16-year-old kid just came out just dominant. Like,
nasty transitions.
Dude, just filthy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was talking to Jacob, and we were kind of, because he was like, oh, yeah, you know, Bird's just not as good. But I was like, you know, the thing about it is with Wiltsy, and I'm not going to get in that with, like, Nicky, because I don't want to compare it, but, like, we've seen, like, the way Andrew trains, and it's like, okay, if Andrew's going to rep something for an hour straight, and Bird just has to stand there and take it, how much work is Bird really getting? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm not there, so maybe then he does an hour. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But when you're like, everybody would assume like, oh, Bird, he's Andrew's number one training partner. And it's like, well, but, you know, maybe that is kind of his downfall too.
Sometimes you're a training dummy in that situation. You're not really a partner.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel like, I would have a hard time seeing Bird not getting enough work at Pedigo.
I mean, I'm sure he does. I mean, I don't know if you can train at Pedigo and not get work.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to take anything from that Cole Abate, because, I mean, he just looked phenomenal. Yeah. It could just be more of just he's a
prodigy.
Just a better grappler right now. And that 16. Could just be flat at 16 years old, bro.
Give him 10 more years.
I mean, Pedigo has some young killers too.
Yeah, that Jacob Bergkamp, is that his name or whatever?
Yeah.
That little young wrestler dude.
Man, even that tournament you sent me that they did with the girl.
Oh, the king.
Oh, that young girl.
Yeah.
14-year-old.
14-year-old beat like grown purple belt women.
Yeah.
Holy cow, bro. That last super match was like matches. 2 hours or something. Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh,
I'm tapping onto a collar tie 2 hours.
Oh, ah, dude. Got me.
Oh, darn it.
Make a choke sound.
Really?
Damn, what kind of grip did you have?
Really sell it. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, the Pedigo guys are beasts, but that Cole, man, yeah, just was completely, totally the better guy, I guess, that night. So, mm-hmm. Were you going to say something on that?
Mm-mm.
Let's jump into some news.
Yeah.
Like we said, we're going to burn through this episode.
Yeah.
But don't worry, because we are going to be back Thursday.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. If we don't have an interview, we'll just get Brandon to sing.
Yeah.
Something will be uploaded Thursday.
Yeah, something.
I will beatbox. Brandon will sing. Nathan will do background and ad-libs.
I can see you just going straight to, I become so numb, I can feel you.
I see you as a System of the Down guy. Wake up!
I was a big 3 Days Grace guy in middle school.
Oh, nice. I can see that. Yeah. I could see that.
Animal I become.
Maybe. I feel like you'd, like, if you had bangs, and if you didn't, you really wanted them.
I used to have bangs. Yeah. Well, no, it's not true. I had long hair. I didn't have bangs.
Did you ever flirt with eyeliner?
Never.
Guy liner. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Let me show her some respect. Yeah. You're right. No. Did you ever paint your fingernails?
Thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have big JNCO jeans?
No.
Chain wallets.
No. Yeah. I wanted one. I remember wanting one because a few of my friends had them, but I never got
Did you ever do like emo poetry? As the blood drips down the dagger that entered my heart.
I definitely wrote some stuff on my flip phone back in the day, but it never published.
And some things never change. Yeah. Like, pull out your flip phone now. Let's read them. John Jones announces that he has hired Richard Schaefer as his advisor. Schaefer is the former Golden Boy CEO, and Schaefer believes, he said that he believes he can help Jones get the fight done with Ngannou, as himself and Dana White have a, quote, mutual respect for one another. What do you guys think of John Jones hiring a advisor, not manager?
I mean, getting somebody familiar and cordial with Dana is probably his best bet to getting closer. Because just doing it himself, them just throwing jabs at each other, it was never going to go the way either one of them fully wanted. So
I just think it's a weird title. And they keep specifying advisor.
Well, if you're the former CEO of Golden Boy, you probably don't want to be a manager.
True.
That's a super step down.
So it sounds more like he's just going to like middleman this thing.
I'm just here to help.
He's like, hey, look, yeah. I know Dana. Let me
talk to him.
Let me butter him up.
Yeah.
Just give me 10%.
I don't know. Like, I guess it sounds good, but the way Dana's making it sound is like it's not really going to change anything.
Yeah.
Like, well, Dana always saves face.
Though. Sure.
Yeah.
And I want to read these tweets that John sent out. I hate reading tweets as like news, but I think these are pretty interesting. So he's quoted this week. He said, honestly, I feel like the only people that it benefits me jumping in there early are the other heavyweights. The way I'm training, I'm going to be a problem this time next year. I'm comfortable enough to wait, and that's exactly what I'll do. And then a fan said, so you're out another full year or out another full year out? Question mark. Jones said, yes, I got a feeling you guys will still be around and the sport should be bigger than ever by then. Always looking on the brighter side. So it sounds like we will not see John Jones in 2021. I don't know if I still buy it, though.
That's so annoying.
I still don't know if I buy it. Still think this could be, I'm kind of sick of talking about negotiations, but I still kind of get that feeling that that's what it is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he really is probably going to be out of here. I can see that. But I really don't think that's going to help him. I think it's going to make things worse.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Could be.
Especially when you could think, you know, Stipe now pretty much is preparing for the winter. And I don't know if you've seen, he came out and said, like, I feel like I can correct the mistakes I did against Francis. So he's finally back in the, I think I can beat him now. Whereas before it was like, I don't even know if I want to fight this guy anymore.
Yeah. Not to make any giant assumptions, but if, you know, Francis gets through Lewis and then Stipe again, and then it's like, oh, Jones, Francis. Look at the improvements Francis made between the Stipe's fights. Right. How much better do you think he's going to be in a year?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough. I think John is, like, contrary to, like, Connor, which I don't think Connor, like, how when you see, say, like, the game passed him up is, I think Connor's a guy that always is working out, staying in shape, but I don't know if he's somebody that's constantly training.
Reinventing himself.
Yeah, and I think I will say to one thing I can say to John's credit, which I understand, once again, guys, social media is a glimpse. It is a quick look into somebody's life, and I don't take it as super...
Surface.
Yeah, it's very surface level, but he is constantly working. He's constantly working with striking coaches and doing jiu-jitsu and different things. So I say at least as long, here's what I'll say for him. I'm not a fan of him staying out another year. I don't know where that is a good thing, but I will say is as long as he is staying around people that are going to keep sharpening him and helping him reinvent himself, I think that's the best you can do in the situation.
I don't even know if they're really sharpening him. That's what, like, he's probably, in my opinion, and I don't know anything about this, so I'm just speculating. In my opinion, he's always the best guy in the room. I think Pettis talked about this, but, like, how much better can you get when you're always that guy?
Yeah.
Well, I did notice, like, one thing I saw, and once again, not knowing who these people are, but I did notice, which he's still working with, I think his name is Brandon Gibson, his striking coach, through Jackson Winklejohn. But I did notice he's been working with a guy that looks like more of a boxing instructor. I've never seen the guy before, but he's been, like, working more boxing stuff with Jones. And you know, when he upstairs, like, the garage stuff. Well, so
and once you get to a certain point, how many other better guys are there to put in a room with you?
It's tough, I'm sure. Yeah, because like
at this when you're talking about size too and yeah. skill level.
Well, because yeah. There's like four guys in the world: Francis, Stipe,
Derek Lewis.
Yeah, like you can't. It's hard to go find guys.
You can find big guys who can throw hard punches, but maybe not as quick. You know, maybe not the same level of power.
Yeah, but he's just been there for so long.
Yeah,
so that's just like I don't know. That to me is just
yeah. And you'd hate to see him not perform, and then it's oh well, I was out. And
yeah,
you gotta do. I mean, he probably wouldn't have trouble finding another fight even after that if he did lose. But I just hate when you have narratives that can interrupt what quality of a fight can be.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. Next thing we got. Khabib Nurmagomedov's manager, Ali Abdelaziz, confirms that Khabib has been offered a fight with GSP as recently as 2 weeks ago and was also offered a $100 million fight or $100 million to face Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match, but turned them both down. I will read his quotes. He said, 2 weeks ago or 10 days ago, Dana White called me. He said George St. Pierre said he'll fight Khabib in a non-title fight at 165 pounds in a way we've been waiting for George. I like George. He's my friend. I do like George. We've been waiting for him for 4 or 5 years. I'm coming. I'm not coming. Now he says, hey, Khabib is retired. I'm retired. What about coming back and fighting Khabib now? And then as far as the Floyd Mayweather thing, he said, but you know, Khabib got offered $100 million after he retired to fight Floyd. $100 million. You can ask Floyd. You can ask everybody. Khabib said, no, I'm retired. I told my mother I'm retired. I'm going to keep my word to my mother. If my mother told me to fight again, maybe I will. But right now, she told me not to fight. Boom. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to get the direct quotes in there because I thought it was really interesting that as recently as 10 days ago, GSP, who is...
I'm not training. I don't want to fight. I do not have no longer the desire to fight.
Is still trying to make the Khabib fight happen. And then I thought the Floyd thing was pretty interesting, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of money to turn down.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's also a lot of money to turn down, but it's also realizing... I mean, if you're him, like, you haven't ever lost, and there's a very high probability of you losing this. I mean... It's Floyd Mayweather, and you're not boxer.
So
if you're a Khabib, $100 million to take that O?
Yeah, the Floyd thing just never really interests me. Like, the thought of Khabib fighting Floyd is just, like, that's just kind of silly. I think we all know how that would go.
Yeah, I mean...
But for $100 million, I would do it.
But that's what...
I know how it's going to go.
Well, that's one of the things I love about Khabib is you see what you see is what you get. So, you know, like you said, he's not a money guy.
Well, the other part of that, though, makes it funny because I could imagine, like his manager or something texting his mom like, hey,
mama,
you doing good? Mama. Good morning.
The GSP thing really drives me nuts because I would, that's like, why not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's nothing to lose. I mean, other than getting one.
Undefeated.
I mean, that's up.
Yeah. Come on.
That's up there with the Anderson GSP. Like,
dude, could you imagine?
Fights you always wanted to see.
And here's the thing. How long has it been? GSP's like, what, 3 years out now? So you're talking for 20-0, for the 20-0, right? Or is it 30-0?
He's 29, so it'd be 30.
Okay, so for the 30-0, which is what him and his dad said, they wanted, you could have GSP as that number 30
for big money.
A GSP who hasn't fought in 3 years, and that name will be on your record forever.
And GSP was the guy who they saw as like the top of the top. If we could fight GSP, that's what we want, you know.
And we'd go out with that.
Yeah.
People see GSP as the greatest of all time. You could have him. Khabib will probably not ever be the greatest of all time just because he wasn't around long enough.
Mm-hmm.
But to have his name on your record forever.
Put you in the talk forever.
Oh, come on, man.
And if it's catchweight.
It's crazy. Just, yeah. It's crazy, man. I don't get that either. The Floyd thing, it's like, well, you know, I, like you said, I understand the what you see, what you get, but I also think for $100 million, he could do a lot of good work. He seems like a humanitarian as well.
Yeah.
So I think there's things he could still do with that money, if nothing else. But
yeah,
it is what it is. It's his decision.
But he also seems like the type of guy who, if he's going to do something, he's putting everything into it, and he's going to go hard. And there's just to get, prepare for a boxing match with arguably the greatest boxer of all time.
Right.
You'd have to rededicate your life to something like hardcore for some months.
Brandon, run us through some fight announcements real quick.
Okay. Boom. So first fight here on UFC Fight Night, which Saturday, July 17th, we have Max Holloway and Yair Rodriguez.
Woo. Hey, man. I'm so sorry for that. Oops. Chair squeaky. Mm-hmm. I'm super pumped for that fight.
Yeah. That's
super excited.
I mean, Max has given him a super shot that he doesn't really need to give him.
Yeah.
and Yair's a killer.
Yeah.
And I mean, the mix up with Jeremy Stevens with the whole eye poke and them fighting in the hotel and stuff, he needs to get past that. Obviously, he's supposed to have fought Zabit 100 times. So
yeah.
This will be a big, big push to him finally saying, hey, I'm ready for the top.
It's a tough matchup for Max. And I think, you know, if the Max that showed up with Calvin Kattar, nobody's beating that Max in the world, I don't think. But we're going to find out if that was just a flash in the pan or if that's like for real. You know?
And some of it's matchups, man. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I think it's like a tough matchup.
Volkanovski with the leg kicks and, you know, it just a different style. But with Yair, he's so reckless.
He's a lot more creative.
He's going to throw stuff. And he has a gas tank.
I don't know. I'm going off the Yair zombie fight. And Zombie did a really good job pressuring him and kind of gave it.
What happened
a lot
at the end of that, though?
Okay.
Yair threw something that nobody would ever think to throw.
I mean, was it the elbow?
Yeah. No, it threw it over the back.
Oh, yeah, over the back. Yeah.
He like was falling forward and just. But he caught him with a lot of stuff in that fight. Yeah. You know, and Max has been in a lot of wars.
Dude, I wanted to be so. I just wanted to be Zabit, man. I thought it was going to be Zabit Max.
But I think. Yeah.
It just really bummed me out.
Yeah, but I think the paths of Yair and Zabit are very interesting, and I wonder when they're going to cross.
Maybe soon.
It might be at a title situation. Yeah. It might be sooner. Yeah. Like, there's not a lot of prospects who have this, like, dominated. Like, Junior and Kane is the only one I can think of where you beat all these other people, sometimes not even the same people, but somehow you both get 9-10 wins in the division, and then you finally clash and meet up. But and then for Max, I mean, you probably could have waited to be like maybe a replacement for the Ortega fight or something if somebody gets hurt. But instead, you're like, hey, throw me in there with the young bull.
Yeah. It's gonna be a good one. I'm hyped for that.
Five rounds. Whew.
Okay. Next one on July 10th, UFC 264, we have Nico Price versus Michelle Pereira. So that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, that'll be a crazy fight.
Nico has some of the craziest finishes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He has the one where he was on his back and he got the dude's head by his foot and was throwing them hammer fists from his back and knocked him out. And a couple other a weird submission.
Yeah, they're both wild and crazy.
I'm a big fan of Michelle.
Yeah.
He's fun.
He's big.
But
he is big.
He's fun, but he's frustrating because he does all that flashy jumping and flying stuff. And then in the second round, he just doesn't have the energy to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, so next one is UFC 264. We have Uriah Hall versus Topuria.
It's like Topuria.
Topuria.
But it's like pure Topuria. It's weird.
That dude has heaters.
Yeah. No, that's
his last fight. He put somebody up against the cage and started throwing hooks, and it was dangerous.
Scary fight for Ryan Hall. But I'm super excited. Ryan Hall is gonna be back.
Uriah Hall.
No,
Ryan Hall.
I wrote Uriah. That is totally my. It's Ryan Hall versus Aliyah Topuria at UFC. Sorry.
Got it.
Yeah.
I put Uriah. Sorry.
I say now that I know that, like, putting that all because I didn't really think about it when you read it off.
I didn't either.
Because Uriah Hall's fighting.
You just said it. Is it Cannonier?
Just fought.
Jeez, who is he? We just announced that. Sean Strickland.
Yeah. Sean Strickland. But no, I know how much you've been waiting for Ryan Hall to get back in there. But here's the thing that sucks. It's like you're so excited.
I can't get my hopes up.
Yeah, because like you can't even be mad if he doesn't look great because the guy hasn't been active.
Yeah. It is crazy. John, you got a couple fights.
Yeah, we got Doohoo Choi is finally back. We've talked him up to existence.
Korean sexy boy.
He's fighting Danny Chavez, UFC Fight Night, July 31st. So that's pretty exciting to have him back.
That is exciting. I'm glad he's back.
What else do we have here? Boxing. I'll get to that. Last night, Devin Haney, 135 champ. He was supposed to fight Lomachenko. They were both kind of talking, yapping about it, and he kind of we sent the contract to Lomachenko, and he didn't take it, blah, blah, blah. Well, he fought last night against George Linares. Linares is a guy who fought Lomachenko. Lomachenko beat him. Devin Haney was looking good all the way toward the 10th round, and he got hit with a big shot and got wobbled a little bit and kind of had to survive. But he's one who's looking at like Ryan Garcia and stuff like that to try to get like the bigger fights and be the face of the division. So that was a big fight last night.
I got one. Go. So is it Masvidal's bare knuckle fighting?
Yeah.
They've got a Jason Knight and Charles Crazy Horse Bennett.
I saw that.
Yeah. That's going to be.
He showed me last night, and I'm like, okay, I'm actually really excited.
And I was telling him, we were talking about it last night too, and I was like, you know, I don't know what to expect from bare knuckle MMA, but you know what I do expect? better jujitsu.
Mm. Yeah.
Because now you don't have them gloves. So you're locking stuff up a lot tighter.
And those two, I just love that.
It's fight. Gonna be wild.
I just love that.
When Ooh. Is that?
I got it right here. June 18th in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, we gotta buy that. Yeah. How are you gonna, is it like pay-per-view?
Bare knuckle, it's just game bread fighter. I don't know.
Yeah, we gotta find a way to watch that.
I know another big news, something we definitely have to talk about. Brendan Schaub got his black belt.
That's important for Brandon.
Yeah.
God, that's just...
Do you have a new favorite black belt?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. You know who announced it? Your boy, Luke Thomas.
Ooh, in your face, Brandon. In your take face. That.
Come on, Luke.
You need to put this as your background on your flip phone, if that's even a thing you can do.
Also, bare knuckle fighting 19 on July 23rd, Paige VanZant versus Rachel Ostovich, two former UFC ladies dueling it out in some bare knuckle.
I got some interesting. Did you guys see the quote from Michael Page?
No.
He says, I enjoy Bellator and I enjoy where I'm at and I enjoy my success so far, but I definitely feel like I need to touch the UFC at some point and test myself there.
Oh, I did read that. Yes. Yeah, that excited me.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he only has one fight left, I think. Yeah.
He's 70, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Only has one loss is Douglas Lima.
Yeah,
for a title,
that was
so
a weird one.
Yeah. And he'd be interesting. Like I said, I want to see him and Wonder Boy so bad.
It'd be fun.
It'd just be like a mirror match. They both do that kind of point karate style, in and out, quick. Yeah, that's a big one.
Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson. Did he re-add the Johnson, or is he still just Chad Ocho Cinco?
I'm not sure what's legal and what's not.
Okay, we'll just say Chad Ocho Cinco will make his boxing debut on the Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul undercard. Cannot see that going good at all.
No.
I don't. You know what, though? I'm going to take that back. I'm going to put some respect on Chad Ocho Cinco because he did kick field goals in a Pro Bowl game, and everybody laughed at him and said, you ain't going to make no field goals.
He did kickoff. He did a field goal.
So, you know, I'm going to put some respect on his name. He raced a horse.
Yeah.
We're getting warning, boys. We got to speed this up.
I think he raced a shark, too, or something.
Yeah, something like that. No, that was Michael Phelps.
Oh, Michael Phelps did the shark, yeah.
Good try, though. Do you guys remember, I did see something else, too. Do you guys remember the Just Bleed guy?
Yeah.
From one of the early UFCs.
Yeah.
They were, like, panning the crowd, and he wrote, like, Just Bleed on his chest, and was, like, and it's kind of like a viral, like, a meme type thing in the MMA world. Somebody posted it, said, did you know James Lander, the Just Bleed guy, is now 50 years old, is a 50-year-old accountant and has not watched UFC in over 20 years? And there's the picture of him today.
Nice.
Isn't that hilarious? like
is that really?
Yeah.
That's worth it.
Like, here this guy has probably, like, I mean, everybody knows, like, if you're a big MMA fan, you know the Just Bleed guy, and he's some 50-year-old accountant and hasn't watched the UFC in over 20 years.
I just want to know why.
Maybe he just burnt out.
Well, like that picture, like that must have been like one of his last UFC.
He might have been on a bender.
Might have been like one and only. Yeah.
Probably didn't know where he was.
You say what?
Probably just didn't know where he was.
Yeah, no, 100%. Well, boys, I don't know if we have much else. Like I said, this was going to be a quick one. If this is your first time listening to the Neon Belly podcast, though, please come back. Well, come back Thursday because, like I said, should have this interview. Fingers crossed.
Do
we're pretty hyped for it. But definitely come back next Monday. This is a rare Tuesday upload for us because of the holiday. But next Monday, 8 a.m., come back, and we're going to have a big episode getting ready for UFC 263 headlined by...
Adesanya.
And
Vittori.
And who else? Another title fight.
Davison Figueiredo.
Figueiredo versus
Brandon Moreno.
Brandon Moreno. There's no. Nate Diaz, Leon Edwards also on that card. So
everybody's. I mean, there, I think me and you were supposed to fight on that card.
I think so, yeah. So the whole card is just stacked. We'll be breaking it down. I'm sure there'll be plenty more for us to talk about, and we will be here to do that. But please come back. Like I said, if this is your first episode, don't base this first one off this one.
Don't judge us, man.
Don't judge us off this one, because this was we almost didn't do an episode. And actually, most MMA podcasts I listened to took the week off.
Guess what?
And guess who didn't?
Neon Belly Podcast.
I really like your hat. I just noticed it says Big Hurt.
That's I got this one I got from Naptown Thrift. Not a plug, but if you guys want to sponsor us, I'll definitely take that.
Yeah, but we're here. Brandon, before we leave, do you have anything to say to the people?
Man, I got nothing important.
Well, that doesn't say you don't have anything, just nothing important. But what if it's important to somebody else?
Yeah.
And you're selling that person short, right?
Don't act like you didn't walk in here with the gun that you
picked. I need to shout out Fanny Pack right now.
Yeah?
Because he really hooked me up in terms of the firearm department. So, just big ups to Fanny Pack.
You're the proud owner of a?
Glock 43.
Yeah. Do you want to hold it up to the mic and cock it real quick?
No, I'm not. That's way too much work.
Okay.
It is behind me, but no.
Are you proud of it?
I am very proud.
Have you bought a holster?
Not yet. I'm in the market.
Have you named it?
Close, but no. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing? Do people do that?
Do you name your car?
No.
Let's wrap this up.
John, before we go, do you have anything to say to the people?
Yeah, don't forget that Chael Sonnen beat up John Jones and tore his toe off.
Yeah.
You lost. I tore your toe off.
That was the greatest Twitter back and forth ever. That was hilarious. Here's the thing. I hate Chael, but he's hilarious.
Tore your toe off, man.
Yeah, and you just can never deny it ever in life. Well, that's it. That's the quickest Neon Belly episode of all time, but we're still here.
Drink your water.
Drink some water. Thank you to the men and women that do serve our country and to those that paid the ultimate sacrifice. We appreciate you. Have a good Memorial Day. Peace.
Peace.